Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everybody. You're not live on blogtalkradio.com, and we are the Middle Men, and we about to kick it off live today.
What's happening, man?
Well, good. It's good. I'm ready to get it cracking today on this show today.
For shizzle, my nizzle.
I'm there.
Well, hey, man,
and
we got our buddy back today.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I'm back.
Pick up your lad paycheck, buddy.
No! I know. I've been bad. I had to do some stuff. I had to go to church. I had to pray for you and Al.
Pray for who?
Nothing wrong with that. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
For you and Al.
I need prayer.
You ain't pray for me.
Yes, I do pray for you.
I want somebody to pray for me, but y'all ain't pray for me. So what's going on? What's up, Al?
Nothing too much today, man. We're going to get it cracking today. You know, today we're talking about, will you stand for something or will you fall for everything? Specifically aiming towards our youth today. You know, over a decade ago, we said our children are our future. So why are so many of them lost in the world of media and unrealistic reality? Why is being a rapper, movie star, model considered to be more cool versus being a doctor, lawyer, or teacher? And also, what happened to the media, such as television, radio, movies, displaying more positive immigrants versus negative immigrants? And are we becoming more followers rather than leaders? And are we taking social responsibility for what we are teaching our youth today? That's a lot of stuff, a lot of things we can discuss with that. Cause as you can see, more and more and more problems with our youth today. A lot of them are lost. A lot of them are lost.
Yeah, man, and you can see it in their eyes, man. I mean, it's
a
blank stare in a lot of these kids' eyes, man. It ain't,
okay.
I mean, kids are not kids. They're not happy. They don't look like they're productive, really, man, in society, especially when the media comes into play. So, I mean, it's a lot going on, man, and we definitely need to get deep into that when we get into our discussion today, man. What you got going on? What's happening in the current news, player?
Well, if you hadn't heard about it, one of the mayors from Birmingham, Alabama, was sentenced to 805 years.
Whoa.
Wait, hold up. You said 85 years, right?
No. 805 years.
805. How in the world do you get 805 years?
What did he do to get 805 years?
I mean, he was indicted on 63 charges. You know, a lot of it was money laundering, fraud, bribery. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. I mean, and you know, he is a family man. You know,
wow.
He is a family man. Larry Langston. You know, the most controversial flamboyant mayor of Birmingham, Alabama.
He ain't worse than that one over there in Jackson with those machine guns and stuff walking around, is he?
No. Well, hey.
Matter of fact, didn't he die? That cat just died, right?
I'm not for sure on that.
If I'm not mistaken, I heard that he died, man. You know, that mayor that was shooting up everything, carrying, walking around with a pistol.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If I'm not mistaken, he died, man. But, I mean, there's no excuse for a mayor to be wilding out like that, man. I mean, you out there in the public's trust. The public's giving you the trust to handle business and politics
right.
And all this, and you wilding out like that?
Right. So he was, they got here stated that he accepted more than $230,000 in cash, expensive jewelry and clothing in exchange for steering $7.1 million in a county bond business to a prominent investment investment banker.
Wow.
So I don't want to.
Man, he was a crook. That makes everybody feel like these people are crooks, man.
But you know what it's gonna do to us as far as us as black people, they're gonna be really looking at us.
They're already doing it.
Up under the microscope for watching what we do. But you gotta think about it, man. White people been doing this for years.
Yeah. I'm not saying there's any excuse for anything, but you know, I mean,
No, it ain't.
You know.
It's not.
I mean, wow. But I'm just saying though, son, 805 years.
Right.
I mean, basically, he know right now where he gonna die at.
But
he know where he gonna die
at. My thing is, I mean, still, why would you give somebody 805 years when you really don't live? You know, like for the average person, really, you know, don't live past 70 to 75.
True that.
Well, they make a political statement when they do stuff like that.
Of course.
Well, why not?
Unless you kill somebody, you don't deserve 805 years. Unless you're like a child molester or a killer. Like, I just don't agree with that.
Wow.
Well, I'm not trying to segue this into this, and I hate that you just said that at the end, but I heard you saw that This Is It movie. No, I'm not calling Michael child molester. But, you know.
That's so not funny. Well, I've heard about This Is It, because I didn't see This Is It, but my friend.
That's why I thought you were last week over there watching the Michael Jackson movie and leaving us out here.
He probably was down there in the front row singing.
No, because I'm a Michael Jackson fan. No, that's not fair. And what I've heard is from the people that are really big Michael Jackson fans, if you are a big fan, you will somewhat like it. If you're not a big fan, you're not going to like it, because it's just the rehearsal. That's the whole movie, just rehearsal for the concert. And if you are a big fan, you're probably not going to like it, because you know that Michael Jackson, in his heart, would not like people showing, you know, his rehearsal, because he was a perfectionist.
Right.
And rehearsals aren't perfection. And I don't think anybody would like, you know, he wouldn't like people blowing up his spot.
No, I don't think he would either. You know, I believe Mike probably would have got real gangster with it and lowered his voice a couple of octaves and like, get your ass up out of here.
And they said Mike had a deep voice in real life, man. So, you know.
Oh yeah, most definitely. I heard that plenty and many
most
of times.
Most definitely.
Man, that's
most
crazy
definitely.
Though. But Jen, we know you was over there watching the movie. We ain't tripping.
Yeah, I was praying for y'all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you were praying on that front row. That was the pew. Sam, what are we talking about today, man?
Well, people just now tuning in to the Middlemen Show today. We are targeting our youth as we have targeted the last half month. Title of the show, will you stand for something or will you fall for everything? And like I said earlier, over a decade ago, we stated it was in the phone, a big movement, that our children are our future. But why are so many lost in this world of media and unrealistic reality? And also, why is being a rapper, movie star, model more cool to our youth today versus being a doctor, lawyer, teacher, or counselor? And whatever happened to the media such as television, radio, movies, displaying more positive immigrants versus negative immigrants? And are we becoming more followers rather than leaders? And are we taking social responsibility for what we as a people are teaching our youth today?
Hey man, we definitely need to take care of that.
That's right.
Hey,
right.
This week, y'all, we gonna hit y'all with something real rare that we don't really do a lot of, but we was impressed by this guy. Like we said last week, if you check out our show, go back to blogtalkradio.com, check out the show. NYO, he's one of our Blog Talk Radio family, and we played one of his songs last week, man. Y'all need to go check out that show. It was a hot show. But our first song of the day is Close Your Eyes by NYO. Y'all check this out. Make sure you pay attention to the lyrics. Pay attention to the words. Blog Talk Radio, the Middleman. Thank you.
So close your eyes and you may. maybe you should close your eyes and keep them shut. Cause if you let them open up, you see that the world's corrupt. You see that they trying to keep you confused with fear and lust. You see that they selling you lies, your eyes open up. White kids closing their eyes to the lies of their people, and thus they taught to feel that the playing field's really equal. Ignorance ain't bliss, it's evil. And now their eyes are so shut that if they opened up, they still won't believe you. Are the sins of the father the sins of the son? They become when the son don't acknowledge where the sin come from. We ain't the only ones blind, deaf, and dumb. We all victims of racism, there's nowhere to run. You gotta make a personal decision, but the day gon' come that these fumes from these fossil fuels will blot out the sun. Or we declare our independence, the government's overrun, and the lies that control your lives is all but done. For real, where that come from, huh?
Your eyes are there, so
yeah, you know, you close your eyes,
kids,
you know what I'm saying? You don't want to see what's going on for real. You know what I mean? Maybe if you click your heels three times, you'll be back in Kansas, you know what I mean? Your brothers is living the Wizard of Oz for real, man. Better wake up, shit is happening all around you. Huh? What?
Maybe you should close your eyes, keep them shut. My people dying, but I'm getting mine, so I say, so what? Skinny jeans and baked up, I'm straight up. Pop culture got me so stuck, I can't wake up. Black kids closing their eyes cause they wanna be fly. So while they're soaring, everything is substance is boring. Despite the warning, only good advice they're ignoring. Black girl lost and she found out whoring. If it ain't flashy or fun, then they get no run. And they don't know from whence they come from. Thus they don't respect the strength of the drum. Nor do they see how the rhythms is made to make them dumb. Maybe they'll get it when they learn this fact, that the population of private prisons is mainly black. Read the 13th Amendment and Bible off that, cause this is how they intend to bring slavery back. And that's real, you better know it, no doubt.
Yo, I'ma tell you something, man. Maybe you should just close your eyes. Maybe tell ain't none of this happening around you, you know what I mean? Y'all doing a good job for that as it is, yeah? Shit. Do like they do in the movies when a killer comes into the room. Pull the covers over your head and hope it'll go away, you know what I mean? Y'all ain't trying to face nothing. Y'all brothers ain't brave, man. Ain't no real stand up, man. Man, when let this happen to his people, kid.
And that was NYR. Close your eyes.
Man.
I know they're gonna get on to it.
Yeah. You know, you decided in a couple of weeks, right?
All right, come on now. Come on now. We gotta all save it for those moments that really, really need it.
Okay, I'm chilling.
Those moments. We want to thank everybody for tuning in to the Middlemen Show today. We are targeting our youth, of course, again. And today we are talking about, will our youth stand for something or will they fall for everything? And today we're going to be discussing, why are our youth lost in the world of media and unrealistic reality? And why is being a rapper, dancer, model, singer, actor more cool to our youth than versus being a doctor, lawyer, teacher, accountant? Whatever happened to the media such as television, radio, and movies displaying more positive imagery versus negative imagery? And are we becoming followers rather than leaders? And are we taking social responsibility for what we are teaching our youth today? We're going to try to get into it, and if you have any questions out there, if you're on the line, I see we have some people online. Please place your comments, and if you're on the line listening on your telephone, press 1 on your phone, and we'll definitely get to you. So, Gene, let's get into it, man. And, Gene, you're here this week. We expect some good comments out of you from a female perspective.
From
let's not argue today, okay?
Woman.
Gene.
Educated woman perspective.
That's right. That's right.
Hampton University.
Hmm. So, let's get into our first question of the day. Why are so many of our youth lost in the world of media and unrealistic reality? I mean, what is drawing them to that? I mean, it's like candy to them now. You know, they have to have it. They want it. They want to be a part of it. I mean, what is really drawing them the most to that, what you would say?
Well, I know a while ago we had the show where we were talking about the music and is urban radio dead or did we kill it? It leads to the thought process of like what Dub G was saying, and I think it was more appropriate for this show in particular. If you dumb down everything and make it so simple that everyone can follow it, therefore they would follow it. And it seems like our children are taking the easy route than the hard route, which our forefathers did, you know, like the people back in the 30s. 40s and the 50s and beforehand. You know, black people, man, we struggled to get to the point where we are right now. But yet it's still our kids are basically just wasting it away. I mean, you got the media putting stuff in their face all the time. You got their peers. I mean, me and my daughter, we had a conversation today about clothing, and, you know, they were talking about polo. And I was like, the people that make polo really don't care about y'all. Y'all just walking around advertising. You a walking billboard for somebody. Why would you even want to be that? But, I mean, it's to the point where our kids, that's all they know, and that's all they want to know.
Right.
More than the race aspect, we have to look at the class aspect of our country, mm-hmm. where you know, it's really a social economic problem, where capitalism, where you're not viewed as highly if you don't have, you know, enough money, if you don't have certain things, if you don't look a certain way. And because we put so much emphasis on that, I think that is what is driving, you know, our youth, you know, mentality and even self-image themselves down.
True that.
Right. I think we got somebody who wants to comment out there. Let me take this call. You're live on the Middleman Show.
Yes, sir.
What's happening?
What's going on, man?
Man, what's you up? Tell us.
Nothing much, man. Just chilling a little bit.
Hey. Who's calling?
It's Nick.
Oh, man, you sound like...
Now.
Yeah, I know, man. You sound like one of our Latino homeboys, man.
Oh, wow. Thank you.
Yeah, you sound real.
I appreciate that, man.
Wow.
I appreciate that, man. I sure do appreciate that.
Don't get shot on Beaver Highway, man.
I know, right?
What's
not
up,
too
man?
Far from it. Nothing much, man. You know, this is a subject that I take some personal interest in.
Mm-hmm.
Only because nowadays, more than ever, I feel like we're letting television raise our children.
Yep.
In the past, we've been able to come. Like, I know with our parents, they were able to contrast what we saw on television. They let us know, look, this is not real, and it's not realistic.
Right.
You know, and now we don't have that, especially seeing that 70% of TV right now is reality TV, which is completely unrealistic. You know, so...
Yeah, everything is reality TV, though, quote unquote.
Okay. Yeah, and it's not teaching that much responsibility. I was thinking about a show, and this is a show that I actually like, Run's House.
Yeah.
And the episode when they were talking about how his son JoJo got arrested for smoking weed.
Marijuana.
Highly unrealistic, because I honestly have seen in different cases where no matter how much it was on him, a young man who would have been caught with that marijuana arrested would have been prosecuted. It wouldn't just have been, oh, it's just a slap on the wrist, especially a young black man.
Well, I mean,
you know,
when you got that type of monetary background and the monies that they have, man, yeah, you can get that slap on the wrist and keep it moving, though.
Right,
exactly.
But
the imagery of him doing it and getting away with it is unrealistic, though. I feel you.
Right.
Yeah,
okay.
It's just not at all.
But I have to say, I think what Nick says is a perfect example of how we look down upon them and their son. That's not abnormal. Maybe his punishment, it was abnormal. But it's many households in America where, you know, there's a teenager and they get caught with marijuana or some type of drug. And I think that we have to stop putting these people on TV on pedestals. We have to stop looking at them as that they can't make any mistakes, or that's a television show. Though it may be based on somewhat of a reality, it's still a fictional television show. And at the end of the day, they're still a family. We have to stop looking at them as if they're something more when they're not.
Right.
You know, I don't like them. That is what they portray on TV, how they portray their family on TV. It's a fictional setting. It's a fictional situation. And we have to stop looking at it like that.
Right. Well, whatever happened to, you know, back, let's start with us as youth growing up. You know, we had, you know, ideal people that we wanted to grow up who were, I guess you would say, fiction. And a lot of these kids are taking that to another level because sports are graphic, those sports players, they are fictional people because they act a certain way on camera. And these kids are actually bringing that, you know, their lives on TV to life. You know, with the guns, the killing, the dope, and all that. They are bringing that to life. I mean, how much does that play as far as in this decade of youth versus the decade of youth in which we were growing up in?
I want to say this real quick, Al. I mean, you know, the phone lines are open. The web chat is on. If you got any questions, please press number one. But one person that inspired me from television, I learned how to separate reality from fiction, but one person that inspired me was Bill Cosby. When I saw the Bill Cosby show, when I saw Different World, it inspired me to go to college. You know what I mean? It inspired me to want to do these things. But now once you look at television, man, the only thing that you see is rappers with their pants hanging. And, I mean, I know it sounds so cliche to say that and sound old-fashioned, but, I mean, we need some type of substance to ourselves as a people. And we're not getting that. And, I mean, I think we're looking in the wrong direction when it comes to television. But, hey, I mean, I guess that's just part of the game.
But that is
Go ahead, Al.
I was just going to say, that's what the media puts out there for them. They put out there what they want them to see because, like you said, you know, you had that talk with your daughter about the polo, you know, the walking billboard. You know, the media puts out what they want to sell to the youth. That's what they're buying.
Well, I had a conversation with a friend the other day, and we were talking about BET. Like, you have stations like BET because you have stations like BET just because, you know, the other stations might be against us. But what happened to BET? They don't have shows like Teen Summit. They don't have these kids in open dialogue about their lives and their situations. Even rap at a certain point was a conscious rap. Like, look at rappers who first came out, like the godfathers of rap. Look at Tupac, look at Biggie. They were, you know, a lot of their music was conscious music about what's going on in their communities. And you have a shift now where in television and music, consciousness of it is being lost.
Well, Jen, I will say this. I want to say this, man. I mean, if you watched the BET Awards this past week, Ice Cube made one of the most a great statement when he was saying that, you know, all the old rappers, don't let them push you out, because realistically, the A&Rs, the video programmers, the radio programmers, these are the people that's pushing out the music that we're listening to right now. The station owners are okaying this. So if we have a conscious rapper that don't get the opportunity to get out there and say something positive, we won't never hear that. That won't reflect in major radio. The only thing that's going to reflect in major radio is the ignorance that we're seeing now.
Well, they don't care about music. They don't care about the music at all. And that comes from, and I know that from working at a radio station, because the radio business and the television business is driven by advertising. I've had a program director tell me if I could just play dead air in between commercials, I would. I don't give a damn about the music. They don't care about it. And BET stopped playing all those type of shows when Viacom took over, because all Viacom cares about is the bottom line. Are the people advertising during Teen Summit, or are they advertising during Rap City?
Hey, Dick, man, we
appreciate
you.
And that leads us into that second, you know, second part of the question. You know, why is being a rapper, model, actor more cool for a youth versus being a doctor, lawyer, or a teacher, or a counselor? You know, what is the controversy between that now? Because we have a lot of youth who want to grow up to be, you know, rapper. They want to be football players, but they don't think about what comes with that and what could lead to something if something were to happen, if they don't have nothing to fall back on. You know, how could we convey that as far as speaking to our youth to make sure that they have a path of growth instead of a path of short-term results?
Well, let's take this caller, Al. Let's see what they got to say.
Okay. You're live on the Middleman Show.
You talking to me?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. What's up, man?
You had a comment, my brother?
Yes, I have a comment. This is Bud Boy's number one fan.
Oh, hey, man. What's up, Mr. Hawkins?
Oh, damn. You know who I am, too, don't
man,
you?
Your voice is so familiar, dude, to me.
Okay. That's cool. So you know who it is.
Yes, sir. What's good?
Anyway, I just want to go back on what you were saying about, I guess I'm getting bits and pieces. That's what I'm going to put this way.
Okay.
When it comes to walking billboards, that's what people are wearing their clothes and all, and, you know, kids wanting to be rappers or, you know, influenced by the rappers or whatever in that style.
Right.
Can't blame the record companies. Record companies are about money.
Right.
You know who you need to put the blame on straight out?
Who is that?
The managers. The people that are guiding these people's careers. If the managers are not putting anything out there positive for them to do it, and they're playing along with the status quo, nothing's changing. Because rappers, like rappers, the only rappers think about is, bottom line is, how much money they can make, how much stuff they can buy, blah, 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 blah. You know what I'm saying? They don't think about the image. And that's what the manager's job is.
Right.
Is to put that image and to give them something to think about. In fact, and I hate to even put this out on actually over the air right now because, mm-hmm. you know, but you know how it is with me.
Yeah.
Anything I put out there, it gets stolen by somebody. Somebody else goes to it, it popularizes it. Then I don't get my credit for it.
Right.
So, you know, just call me the Little Richard of rap of Atlanta. You know. Anyway. But the idea is, you know how much money we have put as black people in rap music into the hands of your Timberland, the NBA, you know, everybody. You know what I'm saying? That when it comes to gear and clothes.
Mm-hmm. Right,
let's, I mean, if you want to think about it, just what's the football team out there in Oakland? Cause I
The Raiders.
Raiders. Just in Raiders gear alone, how much money we put into those people's hands? And we
millions.
Multi-millions. And we put millions, and they buying their different type of gear and paraphernalia, right?
Right.
Why to this day, we're talking about almost 30 years that rap music been around.
Mm-hmm.
At least 25 of them. Being rap music is the number one thing in the world,
right.
Music in the world, have I not yet seen one rapper, period, put on any black college and university gear and wear it?
Yeah, that's true.
Not
HBCUs, you rarely see people busting that and really, I mean, back in the 80s, you saw it a couple of times with Howard.
You know, but my thing is, you got all, like I say, all these black colleges struggling for money. We took that money that we're giving to the NBA on that Raiders gear or on those throwback jerseys or whatever, and put it into buying black college gear, we can make a difference, make a turnaround. But not one rapper's done it, not one manager has had the guts to open their mouth and say, hey, this is a good thing we can do, we can sponsor that and do this. You know what I'm saying? No one has done a thing. Like I say, it's all about what we can get from me and not what we can do to help and give back.
Right. So, I mean, why do you think it's more popular to be a MC now or a rapper than opposed to being a lawyer, man? Right now it's like our kids, man, the only thing they want to be is the next Gucci man.
Because it doesn't take any talent to do it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to break it down for you. From that generation I come from, I come from a generation where we knew what a trumpet looked like, sounded like, how to even play it, how to read music, how to do all that. And I know I'm old when I'm starting talking about that type of stuff.
Right.
Okay. But my generation of rappers, who first generation, we kill musicianship with a sample. We kill it. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with that, I'll take full responsibility for that. That my generation did that. But
right.
At the same point, our generation, at least the majority of us who was doing the music, knew how to do music. If we wanted to sing, we didn't need auto-tune. We knew how to sing. If we couldn't sing, we didn't try to take our butts out to a studio and try to make a record because we couldn't sing. You know what I'm saying?
Most definitely.
But these cats, they, come on. For these raps, they're doing, the subject matter is not that deep. I mean, hell, y'all did a show a couple of weeks ago where you talked about, I think it was like, this is the song your kids listen to, Stanky Leg, or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, all
right.
Come on. Come on, man. One of the biggest records a couple of years ago was the Laffy Taffy record. Come on, catch your keyboard. How much talent does it take to do that?
None. I mean, there's nothing vested into that, so therefore, you know, I mean, it is what it is, blind madness.
And if you don't, and if no one stops and says, wait, man, we got to set a standard. At least in my generation, it was a standard. Everybody wanted to be the best MC, and everybody had a little battle going on, as in, who was better? Big Daddy Kane or Kubo D? LL or Ice-T? You know what I'm saying? And it was all about who can flip the best lyric and say something that was dope, say something that was different, change up, you know, use different words, play. It was
most definitely.
And
now, Mr. Hawkins, I mean, I'm going to tell you like this, man. We all, you know, a lot of us that's on the phone line right now, I mean, we love music. We love hip-hop. We love what it became to be. I mean, right now, we kind of hate it. You know, I'm going to be honest with you. So what we're going to do, man, we're going to roll into our second song. Y'all make sure y'all stay on the line. We appreciate everybody for listening to us on this Sunday. Our second song of the day is by NY All. This is something we do if it's your first time listening to us. But NY All,
This song called Invest. Y'all check this out. You listen to Blog Talk Radio, The Middleman. Appreciate you again.
Money, right? What you gonna do with it when you get it, huh? Holla at
put down the knife, put down the gun. I got CDs, money markets, mutual funds. If it don't make dollars, then it don't make sense. Cash is about to be tapped in. Put you through the work, son.
Yeah. I see y'all brothers on them DVDs. Stacks of dough, I see you, ho. It's like Negro bleeds. Young G's, you better learn from me. You better learn how to earn money properly. Cause that drug money is, it's real funny and sneaker money. And really that's a job for a dummy. If your only asset is your car, that's debt. A sucker's bet. Have y'all been sucking yet? Look, I laugh at your cash and say your block is hot. If you own no land, then what block you got? If you don't own no deeds, then your block is not real. The fantasize you got to stop. If you don't own land or some real estate, and I ain't talking about adjustable, I'm talking fixed rate. If the flow sounds too smart for you or too confusing, odds are you the one that's losing. This is real talk, y'all.
Hold up, you know what I mean? This is real talk right here, true story. And your homeboy, let me tell you something. If you can take your money and fold it over, then you got no money, homie, you ain't holding.
Put down the knife, put down the gun.
Stop.
I got CDs,
stuff.
Money markets, mutual funds. And if it don't make dollars, then it don't make sense. Cash is about to be past tense. Put you through the work,
listen. $1 million man, $1 million home. Could've bought some land, could've helped his own. He chose to go for self. I'm not sure what he did it for. He could've bought 3 blocks and renovated in Baltimore. He could've saved Harlem, but what happened? We watched Jesse Jackson beg the Clinton to get in the action. We gentrified while Harlem died. Y'all get robbed when you roll through the hood and then wonder why. When the wealth is selfish and the people are helpless, eventually they gon' help themselves to what the wealth gets. Y'all know about that World Bank, about that Federal Reserve. You got some nerve, y'all can all get served. The free money is passed, and they turn your cash into a curse word. Y'all don't know about the euro, the free trade agreement, the Ameros, bye-bye the Narrows, for real.
What?
Let your dollar circus stay, homie. Real talk. You better know it. Say the game, I'm telling y'all. Your brother's at the club making it rain. But come on, cheap fraud, you know what I mean? You need to be invested in the community. You know what I'm saying? Build some stores up on the block. You know what I mean? Bring some groceries up in this piece of town. Real talk, man. The brothers are playing yourselves for real, man. Y'all look real stupid on the DVDs. Showing the feds your guns. You know what I mean? You got 100 wrapped around a stack of ones looking mad corny. Stop playing yourself, homie. My name is NYO and I approve that message. You can bet that.
And that was NYO, the investor, and you're not live back on the Middleman Show. Today we are discussing our youth again, and this is basically a continuation of our previous shows, in which we had previously in the month of October, and we're probably going to get into some more shows like this, because we need to talk more about our youth out here. We need to bring more awareness to all these parents who are letting their youth become, you know, nothing but anything. So we're going to move into our second half of the show. In our first half, we did discuss why so many of our youth lost in the world of media and unrealistic reality. And we also discussed about why is it more cool to be a rapper versus being a doctor or a lawyer. So we're going to get into the media standpoint as far as the television, the radio, the movies, displaying all the negative imagery versus the positive imagery. Because we see a lot of our movies now that are out there, you know, they're always sex-based. Always about somebody dying. Always, you know, about somebody, you know, going to jail or something.
True.
We need more positive, you know, influential movies out here that make youth want to do more than what they see on TV. You know, because a lot of these things they see on the movie, they are bringing it to life. And I want to ask some of our people out there on the line, if you have any questions or any comments, you know, please, you know, present them to us so we can get to you. But whatever happened to that media surge that we had back in, I guess you would say, the 80s, the 90s, and even the 70s, you know, with those good home type shows such as like 2-7 and Cosby Show and Good Times. And,
man, what you talking about?
Even some of the white shows like Leave It to Beaver and all of them shows like that. You know, whatever happened to those shows? You know, we don't have shows like that.
It's positive.
Right.
That's why. I mean, you think about everything now, sex sales. everybody want to be ignorant with it. You know, I mean, that's the point of the, like Mr. Hawking was saying, it's about making money, bottom line. So, I mean,
right.
At the end of the day, if they're not making money, therefore they're not going to show those particular shows. Now, you did mention one of my favorite shows of all time. That was Good Times, man. I love Good Times, even though they never could get out the project. I never understood that.
Right.
But it seems that even though they couldn't get out the projects, that family always stayed together until James died, and they still stayed together through all the hardships they had.
Most
so, you know, I mean, man, we need positive imagery, man. I mean, really, we need to get back to that.
Right. So we have a comment off our chat board from one of our listeners. And he said that there is a positive movie that is that has been a reality that is coming out in November the 20th. It's
okay.
Called The Blind Side. And that is from, he is a ex-football player from Ole Miss.
Right.
His name is Michael Oyer. He actually plays for the Baltimore Ravens right now.
So, yeah, I remember
he actually
him.
Came
yeah.
from poverty. You know, a white family took him in, you
right.
know, which is something that you really don't see that much. But that was, you know, that says a lot about people in
yeah.
general.
I
as
mean,
far as them overlooking.
I don't have a problem with that movie per se. But, I mean, it just seemed like we always got to be saved. I mean, I appreciate
yeah,
the opportunity of him, you know, being taken care of and excelling on the next level as far as the NFL. But that goes
right.
back to the first segment, man. We always getting portrayed as sports stars and things of that nature. Why can't we see somebody come from the gutter and become a judge, a lawyer? I mean, even though it's cool that Judge Mathis is on television, but from my understanding, they don't even trial the regular cases that come through court. So, I mean, you think about how many people they could be helping if
they
wasn't on TV.
Right. Most definitely.
I don't like movies. I mean, I'm not hating on the story. If that's a true story, that's a wonderful thing that the family took him in and helped him. But I don't like that. I don't like that, you know, every time. Look at, what is that movie? Even when you have schools, like Gangsters. What was that movie from Gangsters Paradise? What was
it called? Yeah. I remember that.
You know, where you have the white teacher and she comes in and she saves poor little ghetto black children. I don't like that. I do not like that. I don't like
Take
it because it only
the
shows
savages.
One side of it. Yeah. It only
See,
shows that if unless they save us, you know, we can excel. And that's not true. You know, it's
right.
wonderful
but
when you have people come in and
but
save.
But you do have your Coach Carter movies out there. You do have, you know, the movies where the Titans, remember the Titans with Denzel Washington, you know, you got those movies out there too, you know. You got, of course,
how
you got the long
have
list
that
of Will Smith movies.
How often do we have that, though? I mean, you think
right.
about the imagery that we're
right.
seeing right now in television, all the reality
right.
TV, I mean, and all those things. But, all
right,
enough
right.
of us. Let's get to our call, man. We got some callers up here.
You're not live on the Middleman Show.
Yes, sir. It's Nick.
What's happening?
Okay.
What you got, man?
The only thing I have, as far as the movies go, because I completely agree with Jim. The only thing I have to say as far as like movies like Remember the Titans and
mm-hmm.
movies like Coach Carter, those
yeah.
movies were based on real events. So they couldn't really just change the story. It seems like when they can change the story around to have the white person come in and save the little ghetto black children, then they will. But when the story is based on true events, then it's like, okay, we got to give it up to them. And my thing is, I wish we would support movies that are more along the lines of a Coach Carter or a Great Debaters or the Remember the Titans. Remember the Titans is actually one of my favorite movies.
Right.
But
right.
we don't support it like we'll go out there and just throwing it out there, Paranormal Activity.
I got one for y'all, and it's been a hot topic for a while. Spike Lee made a comment towards Tyler Perry, and
okay.
basically he said the Meet the Browns and the other show that he has on television, basically they're buffoonery, and I mean it's step and fetch. So, I mean, what do y'all think about that? And I want to ask a question to all our listeners out there. You can press number one
right.
to make your comment also. But, I mean,
right.
is it buffoonery that we're putting out here right now? And is Tyler Perry wrong for that? What do y'all
yes.
think about that?
Yes. Okay, let me say this. I think that, okay, I'm not hating on my dude because I love, like, I think movies are...
Jen, you're a fag hag, though.
Yes,
right.
I am a fag hag.
So your imagery is all messed up, buddy.
No, but listen to my comment. Listen to this. I think that it is buffoonery. When you put it out there to the mass media that way over and over and over again, it's a modern-day blackface. It is. It's modern-day blackface. And I think that it's a difference because when you look at Tyler Perry movies, they're simple. The scripts are simple, you know, and you know, the storyline is simplified, and the whole Madea thing and this and that, it is modern-day blackface.
Jen. I don't agree. Let me tell you why. I think if Tyler Perry would have been around in the 80s, he would have been making movies similar to Spike Lee's movies. Tyler Perry, if you look at black directors today, from Ice Cube to John Singleton, all the way down to Tyler Perry, Spike Lee, whomever, Tyler Perry is the only one who is delivering the type of messages that Spike Lee was delivering with movies like Do the Right Thing, with movies like Mo' Better Blues, with movies like School Days. The reason people look at it as quote-unquote buffoonery is because he adapted to a society that only accepts buffoonery. It's not like it was in the 80s when there was a lot of black pride and there was a lot of we have to stand together and support our black colleges.
Okay.
So is that the solution, Nick?
Great comment.
Are you saying that's a solution? That's a solution to adapt ourselves to buffoonery just because we are buffoons? What I'm saying is,
if you watch Tyler Perry's movies, and the one thing I can give Tyler Perry is his movies get better every single time. They might start off, and he still got them jacked up wings and everything, but the storylines and the message gets better with each movie. If you watch movies for that underlying message that he keeps portraying in every single scene, you will see he's delivering the same messages. He just found another way to deliver it. Because if you look at Tyler Perry's earlier plays, he didn't have those characters like Madea. Madea was not a character in I Know I've Been Changed, which was his first play.
Right.
Well, we definitely appreciate that comment. We got another caller who wants to get in here as well. He may have some rebuttal for that. You're live on the Middleman Show.
I think it's back to Buck Boys number one fan.
Hey, man, what's going on, Mr. Hawkins?
Man, we just got using my real name. Anyway. Anyway, I have to agree that the House of Pain and Meet the Browns has a lot of buffoonery in it, but you have to be able to go in and take away the message that he's actually delivering from it. And the only problem I have with Tyler Perry's situation is that he pushes too much of that white person's God down our throats. I mean, if he wants to be whipped, that's fine, but everybody else don't have to be whipped that way.
Right.
You know, but my thing is like I said, always look at the message underneath. Because prime example is back in the 70s, Good Times was considered buffoonery when it comes to JJ's action. You know.
Yeah, but I mean they balanced it out. They balanced it out with Florida. They balanced it out with Michael. They balanced it out with the father, James.
No, they're not.
Before James died, they balanced it out.
Before James died, or quit the show, or was fired from the show, or whatever. Yes, they he was a balancing force, and then JJ eventually turned into that matured adult and took over. But at the same point, a lot of times people look at it and say, you know, back when it was, you know, the kid Dynamite and Kendo and all that stuff was jewelry.
Well, how about this?
Let me say this, Kevin.
Okay.
What I can say is this, though. As a young kid in the 70s myself, what I took away from that was it made me learn about black history, what I wasn't being taught in school. Because of Michael. You know, when Michael sit there and start talking about, you know, why y'all mess with my cousin? Why ain't y'all trying to tell us who killed Mega Evans? Well, who the hell is Mega Evans? You know,
real talk.
Because they didn't teach me that in school. So Michael's character made me learn black history. Period. You know, because I wouldn't be taught that in school at all. So you have to be able to take the underlying messages that they're giving you and be able to go for it from there. But one other thing, and I will shut up because I know I'm taking over your show.
No, man, you good.
is when it comes to major major movie releases, we're always going to get nothing but your Coach Carters and whatever else on the positive side. That's all we're ever going to get.
Right.
You're going to have to do like I do. I stopped dealing with major movies. I get nothing but documentaries and stuff from Netflix. I don't even go to the movies anymore. I stay at the house, and like I say, I get it from Netflix, all kind of black documentaries
right.
on black history or different things like that. I just saw a real interesting one on black Indians, you know.
Man, I read a lot of those things too, man. We appreciate you for calling in and listening to the show, Mr. Hawkins. Make sure you keep tuning in. But, I mean, it's kind of crazy how, you know, the imagery has changed over the years. And, I mean, I appreciate Nick for that comment. It is something to think about because,
yeah, it is.
I mean,
it is.
You look at the buffoonery that we do have, like Jen said, is that acceptable? Should we accept that? And it leads to our last question. Are we taking social responsibility for what we're teaching our youth today? So are we really taking that responsibility? And I mean, from television to music to being lawyers. And speaking of lawyers, man, I have some stats. How about basically from the year of the number of black lawyers has dropped from 20.6% in 02, well, basically from 01 to 02, to 20.3 in 03, 04. So, I mean, we're not putting out the good product as far as people being lawyers out here, man. I mean, it's kind of crazy. We only have 5.6 professors out there in the world, 4.4 physicians, 7.8 computer scientists, 7.9 are accountants. What's going on?
That's because we're not pushing it. We're not pushing it. And
they're
you can't throw the jail issue in there all the time, Jen.
Yeah.
True.
Put it in there all the time now.
It's
true. But we're not pushing that as well, too, as those kids are going through grade school.
Mm-hmm.
They're not looking at that. They're looking up at going to college, being a football player, basketball player, to get in the NBA or NFL. They're not looking at that. Or they're looking to actually getting that fast money by working at a factory.
Hey, you know what? I saw a commercial on television. They were saying 1 out of 1,000 people can make it to the NBA. I think it was 1,000 or 1,000,000. It was either 1,000 or 1,000,000. But as of eight, it was one. How many? 1,000,000.
It's probably 1,000,000. Because, I mean, you know, you got to think about all the people who are in the world, you know, versus all the people who are in the NBA now. So.
True that. I mean, as of April of last year, man, there are only 432 players in the NBA. And of
right.
that centile, 82% is black.
There you go.
That's kind of crazy. I'm not saying that it's crazy because we're in the league. But I'm saying, though, if everybody, I mean, how many kids you run across and they always say, my dream is to be in the NBA? How many hoop dreams have you seen? I see it all the time. I see kids bust their butt, literally, at the basketball court thinking that one day, hey, I can make it there. Instead of just sitting down and taking the extra 5 to 10 minutes in that study hall, or in that library, learning, and they could be a scientist. They could be an accountant, a professor. We need to up those percentages. 82% in the NBA, but yet and still, we only have 4.4% that are doctors? Come on. That's not good.
I think that we have forgotten just to teach our kids part of the hustle, and we always talk about this on the show, about playing the game. If you're an okay basketball player or okay football player, that's good. That's great. I think sports are great for especially boys and girls. It's a great thing. But use that. Use the system. Don't let the system use you with this false dream, this false, you know, reality that you're going to make it to the NBA. Well, that might be a possibility. But while I'm on this road, I'm also going to be getting my school on and let them pay for me to go to school. Let them pay for me to become a lawyer or a doctor or whatever I want to be, and to go through it like that instead of just depending on a false dream. It's okay to aspire to be, you know, Michael Jordan.
Lead into,
also,
and that's
be reality.
Lead into, the last question as well too, Jen. You know, since you just said that, and we're going to get into that question after we play this third song. But the last question of the day, are we becoming followers rather than leaders? So we're going to discuss that after we play our third song of the day. And this is by NY Oil, of course. More and more.
Yeah, fam. NY Oil. Hey, look here, man. No. Don't get it twisted with me, man. I'm not here to preach. You know what I mean? This is not my thing, really, you know?
more knowledge, more chances, right? I wanna feel like there's more opportunity for my people to see the light. More self-determination, going after what you really want, and no more waiting. I want more men, less boys, more brothers to stand like true warriors and make some noise. I need more fathers to bring home toys, to bring back joy, stand for the family, the walls of Troy. Hey, more queens, less mothers to teens, more focus on the family as a collective team. Less drama, more big mama, more dignity, more self-respect, more honor, more tradition, more kids learning to listen, discipline, more spiritual people and less religion. More chances to hug my daughter, she's growing up so fast and I need to support her. More time with my youngest, he's a beautiful mind. More patience to teach him better and get him refined. As my oldest gets older, I need more time so I can help him get an education better than mine. I want better politicians, more they care to listen, more thinking of the will of the people while making decisions. More community love, more neighborhood pride, more outrage when our children die. I want more, 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 more. More parents checking in on the schools, more aggression when addressing how our kids been fooled. More raw views, more than just white news, more exposure to more of the schools. More respect for intellect, more balance, more focus on academics and less on physical talents. More healthy food, more disdain for the fact that people starve on this earthly plane. More marriage, before baby carriage, more expectations, less acceptance of average. More money, more summer, more sunny, more jokes with the fam. Damn, they more funny. I want more people wanting more. More people realizing that this life is worth fighting for. More sisters hitting the gym. More going back to the track and bringing a friend. More respect for the elders. More desire to listen to the things that they tell us. Sometimes less is more, but in this, I'm sure these things that we need much more. We need more, 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 more.
That was More and More by NYR. As you can see today, we played three songs by NYR, who is also part of the Blog Talk family. And we want to appreciate him for those songs as well, for those good messages in those songs. And before the show went on break, you know, I did state that are we becoming more followers rather than leaders? And we have a comment off of one of our listeners who was tuning in. He said that the money is an issue for those who can go. And that is basically talking about to, you know, the NBA players and football players. And it's not easy to get free aid nowadays unless you play a sport or excel in the classroom. So, and that does make sense because, you know, we do have a lot of our youth out there who cannot get financial aid to go to college to excel. You know, they have to rely on those scholarships as well, too. So, but my question is, are our youth becoming more followers rather than leaders? You know,
followers,
you
followers, buddy.
Yeah, I'm here.
I'm trying to get Jen to rebuttal against that. You feel that? Do you feel that
I do think that a lot of our kids are becoming followers. Look at how we're becoming more consumers than inventors. Where are our inventors at? Where are our, you know, innovative youth? Where are they at? It's not that we don't have it in us, but, you know, the kids are choosing not to do it because it's not cool to be, you know, an engineer or a doctor, or it's cool to purchase, you know, Polo, or it's cool to have, you know, the coolest car. And those things are fine and well. They're not going to get you anywhere.
Right. True that. Hey, Al. To all our listeners on the line, I know if you've been tuning in to us over a little bit period of time, you know, we do skits every once in a while that kind of, you know, get us a little bit in the mood of what's going on as far as the show. So this week, man, we were sitting back listening to the radio and was like, wow, can you understand anything they're saying in the song? Because everything is bleeped out. So we ran across this little commercial that we thought was pretty funny. We want you guys to check this out. This is actually for an album. So y'all make sure y'all check this out and give us some feedback on our website, blogtalkradio.com/the middleman. Check this out, y'all.
They are actually pushing this guy, people.
What up to y'all What's up, pack? I'm what's the f***ing talking about? Yeah, I hit that pack. I got the star, I got the Big Mac. Yeah, I got your girl.
in the back, sucking them like that. Yeah. Get you in the face with a 45. Yeah. Like Jordan, back in the early 90s. Yeah. Keep away, hit my hair. Yeah. I got shiny teeth with no dog shit. What the f***? Yeah.
Coming to a Dollar Tree near you.
Oh my goodness.
That's crazy, man.
Can you believe it?
That was crazy. You couldn't even understand what he was saying because they had to bleep out every other word that he was cussing. I mean, what is wrong with this guy? Skinny D. Rogers, man. Skinny D. Rogers.
Did he give a shout out to his pastor?
Yeah, pastor.
Oh my God.
Pastor Jenkins or something. Oh, definitely. So.
Woo! Lord have mercy.
Oh man. So, I see. Nick want to jump back in there. Let's see what Nick got to say about that.
First off, y'all ain't got the sense God gave a chicken. That was so wrong. That was wrong on so many levels. I can't explain how wrong that was. Like, I feel like I need to go back to church just to cleanse my palate.
Wow.
That wasn't even right. Like, I'm about to go grab the Bible right now.
Oh, but my. Man, let's get Mr. Hoggins right quick before we get out of here, man. You got 3 minutes, yo.
Man, that was out there. That reminds me, man, of one day I was riding down Old National, man. Stopped right there at the Burdett Road where Craft Old Dollar then be hanging out at.
Yeah.
And some dude was sitting next to me in the car, man, with the big beat up. He was beating me down, right?
Yeah.
You know, but all I heard was in this, in that, mother this, mother that. You know, by the time the rap red light came and drove off, I felt like I had got raped, man. Good Lord, man.
Oh my. Hey,
doing a commercial like that, that's what the rap sounds like these days, man.
I know, man. That's radio nowadays, right, man. That goes back to, are we being followers or leaders, man? I mean, I guess not. But if y'all want to hear that shit again, you can also go to our NING site. We are the middleman.ning.com. Well, we are the middleman.com. What is it? I am so thrown off.
NING.com.
Say it one more again.
We are the middleman.ning.com.
Yeah, y'all.
Did you get the
post
website
that
name?
Man,
that's
the
website
that,
name.
No, it just throw me off. It throw me off so
wow.
bad. I am
out.
Still laughing.
Out.
Y'all hit me with that sound right now. I swear to God, it will be repercussions and payback. Don't
out.
Do it.
Before I bounce out.
Yeah. Okay. Nice. Alright. It's on. When y'all see y'all tires flat, don't say nothing.
Oh, okay. Most definitely.
Y'all, hey man, it was a great show today, man. We appreciate everybody for staying on the line with us this Sunday. We appreciate everybody that's on the web chat, everyone that's listening on Facebook, MySpace, or wherever you're listening to us at.
Most definitely.
Hey, shout out to Mr. Hawkins and everybody on the phone line, too. Hey, Nick, you are the man.
That's right. And also, I wanted to say, if you have any topics that you want us to discuss on the Middleman Show, please hit us up at our email at wearethemiddlemen@gmail.com with your topics, and we'll definitely formulate them into a show. And if you want to be a guest co-host for that day, if you don't mind hearing your voice over the air, you know, let us know in that email, and we can get you on for that particular show that you created yourself, and you'll be part of the middleman team for that day.
Yes, sir. Hey, man. Another one up, another one down, man. Go ahead and hit him with that outro, and let's get it.
Let's get it.
The middleman shouted, Big Chris shouting. Now I ain't sure what you was tuning in to. We'll pay attention to the real talk. What we here for, so take a listen time out. Take a minute. Shout in and learn some. Put your mind to grind the world. You destined to earn some. Linda, here. Comment on what you hear. Let's figure out this master plan to put this thing in gear. Don't matter if you hood or you corporate. Don't get you got a will to do way better than you were doing. Well, then you fortunate. Take a stand. Stop complaining about what you ain't got. Hating on the next man because he was dying to wreck shop. Every Sunday, tune in. Go live 6 p.m. BlogTalkRadio.com. The middle me. Hey, what's happening? The middle me. Hey, what's happening? The middle me. Hey, what's happening? BlogTalkRadio.com. The middle me.
Yo.
Another one up. Another one back.
You hear this right here?
I'm around with that one.
You hear that music right there?
Hey,
you know what time it is, don't you?
That one there. Oh, yeah.
Y'all hear that music? You know what time it is, right?
Oh, yeah.
Means it's on.
I feel like eating some barbecue on that right there, man.
Nah, dog. Nah, that means it's on. Y'all gave me the sound, so it's on. Green onion, y'all, but.
Oh, man.
It's
all right.
You hating on me
and
Al.
I'm hating now. I ain't hating no Al. You pushed it up.
Well, Al pushed it up.
I don't care. Make sure y'all tune in next week to the Middleman Talk Show where we will have another interesting conversation. What are we talking about next week, yo?
No, we got it on the same, bro. Y'all gonna see Precious.
Precious?
Let's talk about that next week. Precious! The Tyler Perry, it's one movie I am gonna see. Tyler Perry and Oprah Winfrey is based on the book by Safari.
I ain't gonna see no damn Precious.
Nah, I'm not. I'll wait till come out on DVD, man, because, I can't be going to the movie theaters.
But I'm watching G.I. Joe
my
eyes,
man.
Let's not get finished talking about this. Y'all are not supporting our black movie people.
We ain't doing it. When it come out on DVD,
so
DVD or bootleg.
Yeah, we're going to watch
it.
Bootleg.
See, that's why we can't
succeed.
Y'all are the core.
You know what? Yeah.
Don't do it.
No, I ain't do it. I'm just saying. You know what?
Yeah. Y'all tune in to the Middleman Show next week. Same time, same site, same hour. The Middleman. We are out. And I'm Alan.
We are out of here. Holla back. Download this show. Send it to all your friends. You better do it now.
Yeah, and hit me up on Facebook and request me as your friend.
All right, Pim. Too much of that social stuff. Yeah.